www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Somewhere it is dark, somewhere it is light. Alhamdulillah, illadhi khalaqa samawati wal ard wa ja'ala dhulumati wal nur. Somewhere it is hot, somewhere it is cold. Somewhere rainwaters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted, somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow and their grief, janaza is being lifted up. Constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. And all these various circumstances and conditions are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrah. Mudabbir, the arranger, fashioner, coordinator of every situation, condition and circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, مُدَبِّرْ بِلَا عَدِيلْ مُدَبِّرْ بِلَا شَبِيلْ. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah, there is no advisor with Allah, there is no assistant with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance, without the assistance of any entity, without taking advice from any entity, is one Allah alone. Allah does as He wants to do. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Amongst the dua'i ma'athura, the du'as that are narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this expression. Very, very often my Nabi would say this in his dua, that مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءُ لَمْ يَفْعَلُ. That happens which Allah wants. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَفْتَعُ. Allah creates what He wants. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deprives of guidance whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, not a biological accident. Not which family you were born in. Not your intelligence. Not your financial prowess and know-how. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth is in the distribution of Allah. Allah gives wealth to whom He wants. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need, strife, difficulty, hardship in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility in the hands of Allah. Tudillu man tasha, disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. Abhaka, happiness in the hands of Allah. Abhaka, sadness in the hands of Allah. Amata, death in the hands of Allah. Ahya, life in the hands of Allah. Masha Allahu kan. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens with Allah once, in the manner Allah once, in the time Allah once, not before Allah once, not more than that which Allah wants. Not before Allah once, not after Allah once, not less than that which Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ, that which Allah doesn't want. All the forces, all the armies, all the governments, all the technologies of the world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ, it will never ever happen. Very, very often Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would say this, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمٍ. That happens which Allah wants. That which Allah doesn't want will never happen. And then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, I know, I have total complete conviction, أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that Allah has qudrat and power over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ أَحَاطَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا, and the knowledge of my Allah encompasses every facet of this creation. Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat, this is something that is beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel, greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental primary effort of every Nabi of Allah was to introduce this yaqeen into humanity, that which Quran sounds out again over and over and over. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Again and again, one basic message, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nothing and no one and no entity is doing, from wherever, however, whatever shape or form it appears as if things are happening, it is not happening from there. Every Nabi of Allah came with the sword of La and taught us this yaqeen, that take the sword of La and strike at everything that you see. The mountain La, the earth La, the seas La, economies, industries, rands, dollars, pounds, gold, silver, diamonds, emeralds, rubies, sapphires, La, La, La. Moving upwards, the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, La. Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, La, La, La. Take the sword of La and strike at everything. Nothing, no entity is doing. Nothing lives of its own accord. Nothing dies of its own accord. Nothing advances of its own accord. Nothing declines of its own accord. Health in the hands of Allah. Sickness in the hands of Allah. Advancement in the hands of Allah. Decline in the hands of Allah. Wealth in the hands of Allah. Poverty in the hands of Allah. Take the sword of La and strike at everything that exists. La ilaha, it is not happening from there. Illallah, one Allah alone is doing. Like the poet says, Jo La kaha, wo La huwa, wo La bi usme La huwa, juz La huwa, kul La huwa, hir kya huwa, Allah huwa. Allah huwa, Allah huwa, haramun ala qalb, haramun ala qalb, an yadkhulahun nur, wa fihi shayun mimma yakrahuhu Allah. Ulama say it is haram, impossible, inconceivable. It is anathema, it will never happen. That the nur of Allah's marifat will enter a heart in which there is ghayrullah. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah hasn't given this human being two hearts. Allah has given one heart. This heart will either contain Allah or it will contain غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, this was the effort. First fundamental primary effort to take غَيْرُ اللَّهِ out of this heart. That the doer is Allah, the controller is Allah, the maker is Allah, the giver is Allah, the taker is Allah. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gully to gully, alley to alley, home to home, city, person to person in Makkah Mukarramah. What was the life of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah? Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila, which Quran describes, Allah says, my Nabi for you in the day is a swim in the sea of humanity. Person to person, ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. That, oh people, say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. To take this ability of this heart, to take effect from any ghayrullah, and bring Allah's azmat into this heart. Allah's greatness, as we mentioned, wara'ul wara'. This puny human intellect can never ever do justice to even imagining Allah. That personality, Wahab bin Munabbah, rahimahullah, says, إن الله تعالى لم يعطي جميع الناس من بدء الدنيا إلى انقضائها من العقل في جنب عقله إلا كحبة رمل بين رمال الدنيا. He said, if the combined عقول and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aqal and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of heaven. Despite having that aqal, despite having that intelligence, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. He says, oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. This brain, piece of flesh, 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Piece of flesh, Qurbani time, Eid al-Adha time. Sometimes you slaughter a sheep, you should look at the sheep brain, look at the goat brain. In composition, it looks very similar to the human brain. Sometimes they make curry out of it, they call it beja curry, brain curry. Tell the child that this is sheep brain, they don't want to look at it. Very, very tasty. Sometimes you have to deceive them, don't tell them what it is, then they'll eat it. Piece of flesh, 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. How is it? How is it that in a piece of flesh, Allah brings about emotions? Allah brings about memory, compassion, kindness. Ocean of emotions, desire for revenge, desire for love, humility. Various qualities Allah brings about in a piece of flesh. Where is this happening? Where is this happening? Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is it a controlled circumstance? Is the lighting good? What does Quran tell us? Fi dhulumatin salat, in three layers of darkness. One ni'mat, one bounty of Allah, we can't even imagine. It is said that if we open up the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being, it will form a rope from this musalla in Vancouver. Take the rope and go right up to the moon. Take it around the moon and it will come back to this musalla in Vancouver. The nerve fibers of the brain of one human being are 580,000 kilometers long. فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. And it is said each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains more retentive capacity than 18 supercomputers put together. Such a brain Allah has given this human being. Yet Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, this is beyond human comprehension. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? We use words. Words are made up of alphabets. Alphabets form words. What is this? This is makhluk. It is a created entity. That which is created, that which is makhluk, can never ever do justice to describing Khaliq. Allah is Khaliq. We find expressions. We are compelled. We find expressions in the books of Aqidah. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. What is forever? We analyze this word forever. What does it mean? Very, 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 very long period of time. Allah is above time. Allah has created time. لَا يَحْوِهِ مَكَانٍ لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانٍ Allah has created space. Allah Himself does not occupy space. Allah has created space. Allah has created shape. Allah has created form. Allah Himself is above all this. Allah is the Rabb of this. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ رَبُّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغَارِبِ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ Rabb of the East, the West, North, South, above, below, turn in any direction. Turn in any direction and you will see the jalwa and the nur of Allah. Allah is the Rabb of all this. لَا يَحْوِيهِ مَكَانٍ لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانٍ Allah is not confined by time. Time is makhluq. 1,000 years from now, now and 1,000 years from now. For Allah is equal. Past tense, present tense, future tense, that's for you and I. This tick, 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 tick of the clock by which Allah has restricted, confined this entire makhluq. This is for us. Allah Himself is above this. Those youngsters, Ashab al-Kahf, they went into the cave. They went to sleep. When they woke up, a conversation ensued. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ They started discussing among themselves, how long did we sleep? How long is it possible for a human being to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. Nowadays, youngsters sleep very long. But even them, how long can they sleep? Head will pain, back will pain, side will pain, you need to relieve yourself. So they started discussing how long did we sleep. Someone said one day. Someone said a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا Quran says they slept for 309 years. What was astonishing, that youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later. His age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانٍ Allah is not restricted by time. Allah has created time. These are words. Words can never ever do justice to describing the greatness of Allah. Allah's azmat is wara'ul wara. Is beyond human comprehension. Once Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once Ali radiallahu anhu was giving khutbah in Kufa, one Yemeni stood up and he said, I have a question. Sometimes people, innama shifa'ul ayya su'al, ulama say the cure to ignorance is asking questions. And sometimes people have other objectives. Sometimes people ask foolish questions. Sometimes it's better you don't ask the questions. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi had one student, one of his famous students, Imam Muhammad. In his class, he had dars for 6 months. And there was one student who never used to ask any questions. So one day Imam Muhammad got a little bit upset. He said, by 6 months you are in my dars. Nothing occurred to you, your curiosity was never piqued, no question occurred to you. He said, Shaykh, now that you are insisting, there is one question. He says, what is your question? He says, you told us that when the sun sets, we must pray Maghrib Salah. What happens if the sun doesn't set? He looked at this person and told him, Sukutuka khairum min kalami. Because you have kept quiet was better than you. Because how little you understood, before you asked the question, I didn't know, now I know the answer. So people have different motivations when they ask questions. This person stood up, he had inad. He had enmity for Ali radiallahu anhu. So he asked the question, trying to make a fool of Ali radiallahu anhu. But Ali was not an ordinary personality. This is that personality in whose mouth the lu'ab, the saliva, mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his own saliva in the mouth of Ali radiallahu anhu. As a result of which Allah gave him such ulum, such knowledge.
The ulama say, يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ وَتَنْتِقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ نَوَاحِيهِ. That the ulum and the knowledge of deen would flow from the limbs of Ali رضي الله عنه. And hikmat and wisdom were in the inner vestiges of the being of Ali رضي الله عنه. Once in Kufa after Isha Salah, he started dars, making tafsir of Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, one surah of the Quran. It is said that the azan for Fajr was called out. The azan for Fajr was called out and he had not completed the tafsir of the Ba of Bismillah.
Allah.
That type of knowledge Allah gave him. One occasion he said, if I have to dictate the tafsir of Surah Fatiha for you and you have to write it down on scrolls, you will require 70 camels just to carry the scroll. So what was the question? This person stood up and he asked Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ali, have you seen Allah? Hal tara rabba? Ali, have you seen Allah? What does Quran say? La tudrikuhu al-absar. وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ. The eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. Allah is beyond eyesight. Musa alayhi salam, رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْذُرْ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْذُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah, O my Allah, reveal yourself to me, I want to see you. لَنْ تَرَانِي. Musa, you cannot see me. In this world, you cannot see me. لَنْ تَرَانِي. وَلَكِنْ انْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلْ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. But never mind. Allah makes the ayahs for Musa alayhi salam. Allah says, look at the mountain. Look at the mountain. If the mountain is able to withstand my tajalli, then you will be able to see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعْلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. Tiny one. Iota of Allah's tajalliyat was directed towards the mountain. The mountain was crushed asunder. Turned into dust and Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. Allah's azmat, we cannot even imagine. This eyesight. They say you are able to see because of the nur, the light that Allah has placed in the eye. This is just one example of the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah. What price tag are we going to put on the bounties of Allah? People are working in industries, in factories throughout the world. You have the people that employers, then you have the employees. And Allah puts somebody in a position where He's able to employ somebody, He's paying that person a minimal wage. Everybody looks for the shortcut, nobody pays extra. Minimal wage, some governments is regulated, so many dollars an hour. You're not allowed to go below this threshold. On the other hand, the employee, he's being paid a pittance of a wage, $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever it may be. And because of that wage, he gives his employer the right to question him, to scold him, to get upset with him. And the employer says, jump, he asks how high. He comes late, the employer gets upset, argues with him about his tardiness, why aren't you punctual, why aren't you like this, why aren't you like that. Inside he's boiling, but he tolerates. Why? Because of the wage. $1,000 or $2,000. Because of that, he allots this individual the right to dictate his movements and his actions. What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? What price tag are we going to put on the bounties of Allah? These eyes, it is said this eye, 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. In each eye, Allah has placed 130 million receptors for light in each eye. At the back of the eye is a small hole. What is the size of the hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Through that hole, there is a cable that is passing. That cable has 1.3 million wires in each eye. 1.3 million wires cable passing through a hole, the size is quarter of a millimeter without friction. Who is doing? And where is it being done? Fi butuni ummahatikum, fi zulumatin thalath, in the womb of your mothers, in 3 layers of darkness. At the back of the eye is the retina. Every time an image forms, the muscles around the retina clench. Then they get released to clear the retina. This clenching or flexing of the muscles around the retina occurs 100,000 times every day. It is equivalent to walking 78 kilometers if the same muscles were placed in your feet. Enabling these eyes to take 10 three-dimensional pictures every second. 800,000 pictures every day. No camera can do that. This is one ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah. Like the poet says, "An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat." You want to understand the value of a bounty of Allah? When you lose it, you want to know the value of sight, go to the blind man. Go to the blind man, he'll be a millionaire, billionaire. Let one person, own the whole world. Let him be a millionaire or a billionaire, go into the marketplace, employ the laboratories of the world. Employ the scientists of the world. Purchase the latest medical instruments and throw thousands and then millions and then billions of dollars at them and tell them to manufacture one eye for you. One eye. Qiyamah will come by the qasam of my Allah. They won't manufacture even a millimeter of an eye. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? Somebody has paid a wage. And you tell him to jump, he asks how high. Allah's muazzin calls out 5 times every day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. More than 95% of the believing ummah, that call falls on deaf ears. My business, my job, college student, my degree, farmer, my agriculture. Every other activity, Allah's call, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than all this. The time has come for you to present yourself in Allah's court. What greater zulm, what greater oppression can there be than this? Normally when you talk of zulm and oppression, what we understand? We understand a person who rapes or loots or robs or usurps someone right is zalim, he's an oppressor. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Al-Jafa. Al-Jafa. Kull al-Jafa. Al-Jafa. Kull al-Jafa. He said, who is the greatest zalim? Who is the greatest zalim? The greatest oppressor? Sahaba asked, man, who is it, O Nabi of Allah? He said, man sami'a nida falam yujib. Man sami'a nida falam yujib. The one who heard the azan and failed to come for salam. Greater oppressor than him, there is no one. What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? We are able to see. We are able to see because of the light that Allah has placed in these eyes. Ikrama, rahimullah, mentions the riwayat. This riwayat is mentioned in the tafsir of Allama ibn Kasir, rahmatullah alayhi. That lo ja'alallahu noora jami'i abasari al-insi wal-jinni wal-tayri wal-dawab. في عين عبد ثم كشف حجابا واحدا من 70 حجابا دون الشمس لما استطاع العبد ان ينظر اليها. That if Allah had to take the noor, ability to see, the light, if Allah took the light in the eyes of every insan, every human being, every jinn, every bird, every insect, every animal, put it together in the eyes of one person, and then between us and the sun, Allah has created for all protection 70 veils. 70 veils, scientists, in scientific terms, the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This chemical reaction, this conversion, causes energy to be given off equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Flames 100,000 miles long. It is said if the light or energy of the sun had to be divided into 200 million parts, one part is reaching the earth. And the sun is only one star. It says if Allah put the combined light in the eyes of every human being, every bird, every insect, every animal in one person's eyes, and one veil between us and the sun was removed, لَمَسْتَطَىٰ الْعَبْدُ أَنْ يَنْدُرَ إِلَيْهَا. This person will not be able to look at the sun. وَنُورُ الشَّمْسِ جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ الْكُرْسِي. And the noor of the sun The noor of the sun is only 1/70th of the noor of Allah's kursi. Wa noorul kursi juz'un min 70 juz'an min nooril 'arsh. The noor of Allah's kursi is only 1/70th of the noor of Allah's arsh. Wa noorul 'arshi juz'un min 70 juz'an min nooris sitr. And the noor of Allah's arsh is only 1/70th of the noor of one of the 70,000 veils in front of Allah. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا أَعْتَ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. He says, consider, reflect, ponder. What will be the noor? What will be the noor that Allah will place in the eye of the Jannati? What will be the noor that Allah will place in the eye of the Jannati? Allah will gather the people of Jannat. Ya أَهْلَ Jannah. تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. O people of Jannah, is there anything more that I can give you? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the month of Ramadan is coming, I'm digressing. That famous hadith of Salman Farsi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّنْ شَعْبَانِ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا. Lengthy hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the onset of Ramadan, to conscientize his ummah as to the value of this month that is coming. Such a month that Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would not have given them the month of Ramadan. Such a month, the 11 months of the Islamic calendar, if we look, their names were kept by the Arabs: Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir. These names were kept by the Arabs. This month of Ramadan that is coming, this month, the name was kept by Allah. Shahru Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. This word Ramadan, if you look at it, it comes from the root word Ramada Yarmud, which means to burn to ashes. Burn to ashes. Ulama say, what is the link? What is the munasabah? What is the link between burning to ashes and the month of Ramadan? They say, if you want to destroy something, you can break it. But what you break, you can piece together again. Tear something, you can put it together again, you can glue it again. The most conducive manner to destroy something in such a way that no trace remains of it is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. Such a month, Salman Farsi has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conscientize his Ummah as to the value of this month. On the onset of Ramadan, he said, oh my Ummah, the month is coming, a month of barakat, a month of blessings. Amongst the things, the point which you want to make, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا أَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فَشَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, oh my Ummah, increase four things in this month. Two things you will please Allah. Two things, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La ghina bikum anhuma. Oh my Ummah, you cannot do without this. You cannot do without this. Two things by which you will please Allah. He said, the shahadat of La ilaha illallah, and asking Allah for forgiveness. And the two things that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot do without this. Tasaloon Allah al Jannah. وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Beg Allah for Jannah. Beg Allah for Jannah. اُطْلُبُوا الْجَنَّةَ جُهْدَكُمْ وَهْرَبُوا مِنَ النَّارِ جُهْدَكُمْ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ هَارِبُهَا. He said, seek Jannah with everything that you have. Seek Jannah with everything that you have. Run from Jahannam with everything that you have. Why? Because the one who truly seeks Jannah will never rest. And the one who is running from Jahannam will never rest. We are living in an era of fitna. of zulmat, of darkness, where such an effort has been made upon us that we are only affected by that which is apparent in front of us. Maghibat, the unseen, the muzakara of that, the dawat of that, the talks of that have come out of the world. This is what our elders are crying to us, by bring alive the muzakara of qabr, of akhirat, of jannat, of jahannam. Bring this alive in front of your children also. Today when they say talk of Allah's greatness, talk of qabr, talk of akhirat to the youth, and what they say, why are you talking depressing topics, talk interesting topics. They're too young. They're not young for techno gadgets, they're not young for cartoons, they're not young for the internet, they're not young for everything else, but for the talks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the talks of qabr and akhirat, they're too young. Our elders are saying, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. 15-20 minutes every day, father, mother and children get together. Become a family. Today we are living in one home, but we are not a family. We are a group of strangers. The father involved in his own, seeking his livelihood. Mother involved in something else. Children in internet, school, university, free time, internet and everything else. To such an extent that what happens after that? What happens when the youngster is a teenager, father walks into the room, what the youngster gets upset, you invaded my privacy, you entered my room without my permission. What were the seeds that we planted? What was the effort that we made? Did we make effort to instill the qualities of Iman? Did we plant the correct seeds, or was livelihood everything? Or was fulfilling the material needs everything? At what expense, at what cost? Zulmat has entered the homes of the ummah. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ta'limat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the consciousness today in the ummah to introduce this in front of our children? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, great muhaddis, he knew more than 100,000 ahadith by heart. He had thousands of students. One day he's kissing the feet of his mother. Mother gets embarrassed. My son, what are you doing? The great imam, thousands of students. What are you doing? How can you kiss my feet? He said, I'm not kissing your feet. I am kissing my jannah. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innal jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat. That if you want to find jannah, you will find it underneath the feet of your mother. Where is the ta'aleem today? Where is the effort for it? Crying tears of blood, you go in Jola, you walk into a Muslim home, you introduce into the lounge, what do you see? 10-inch, 12-inch, 20-inch, 30-inch, 40-inch plasma screen, curved screen, millions of pixels, instruments of zina. Father, mother and children sitting together looking at zina, shamelessness taking place. Vile speech, we have introduced into our home those instruments which are destroying the very essence of the iman of our family. And we want to know why our youth is going in certain direction. We want to know why this is happening, why that is happening. Our elders are saying, bring this halqa of ta'aleem alive in our home. Bring this qalallah, qala rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in our home. The nuraniyat of this will dispel the darkness that has entered the homes of the ummah. They are saying, sit together, the family. Make muzakara of the qualities of iman, speak of Allah's greatness. Speak of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Speak of the need of establishing khushu and khudu in our salah. The qualities of iman, ilm and zikr, akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ikhlas, the importance of striving in the path of Allah. They are saying, bring this alive. Bring these talks alive in every home. What we say, we're too embarrassed. For us to sit together and look at zina taking place, we are not embarrassed. But to talk of Allah's greatness, we are embarrassed. What is the direction that this ummah is going? And this question was put to Hind bin Abi Hala, that describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Describe my Nabi, what was the description that was given? كان دائم الفكر والأحزان laysat lahu raha. Allah's Rasul was always in fitr, always in worry, always in concern. Laysat lahu raha, there was no raha. The exact same question was put to our mother Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha. Describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was her response? She said, Kana dhahakan bassam. Kana dhahakan bassaman. Jovial, happy, approachable. Smiling. Now look at these two responses. One side, Hind min Abi Hala, Kana daim al fikri wal ahzar, laysad lahu raha. On the other hand, Aisha radiallahu anha, Kana dhahakan bassaman. What is the correlation between this? This appears to be two completely opposite descriptions of the same personality. Ulama explained, Hind bin Abi Hala described Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the masjid. Aisha radiallahu anha described him in the home. My Nabi in the masjid, daim al fikri wal ahzan, laysat lahu raha. But in the house, dahak al basan. Approachable, smiling, jovial. Today we are smiling, definitely. People smile when that scantily clad young girl walks into the shop, then they smile. Then they are the height of courtesy. They put up with all sorts of things, but in the house, there absolutely no patience. Muslim homes today, husband enters, no salam also. Where is the akhlaq of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is his character? What Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled in this ummah? Akmalul mu'minina imanan. Akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqa. He said the pinnacle, the height of iman is what? Inna ar-rajul la yablug. He said an individual la yablug bi husni khuluqihi darajat as-sa'im al-qa'im. Look at this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes a person. On one side, every day he fasts. 365 days a year fasting. Every night tahajjud salah, so that his back does not touch the bed. Every night whole night tahajjud, every day fasting. That maqam and that status that he will reach in the sight of Allah, what does my Nabi say? A person with akhlaq and character, his daraja will be higher than that. Akhlaq and character will be higher than that. Akmal al-mu'minina imanan, ahsanuhum khuluqa. He said the most kamil, the most perfect believer so far as his iman is concerned, is the one with the best akhlaq and character. And then what did he say? Where is the crunch test of akhlaq? In public? Public, to be a hero is very easy. Many of us are heroes in public but zeros in the house. Public to be a hero is very easy. The crunch test of akhlaq is not in public. The crunch test of akhlaq is our parents, our children, our home. And where is the akhlaq of Islam, the character of Islam, the conduct of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khiyarukum linisa'i. That's why generally they say the only time a woman has anything good to say about her husband is before they get married and after he dies. In between, very rare. Why? Because in the homes, the akhlaq of Huzur-e Pak is not there. Khiyarukum linisaihim. He said, another hadith, khayrukum altafukum bi ahlihi. He said, the best amongst you is he who is best in dealing with his family. Remember, our Jamaat was in Jordan a few years ago. We were in one town called Jula, right in the mountains. They were telling us about one brother. They say he was such a boiling hot temperament that even on a cold day, if he's just sitting, his forehead would break out into beads of perspiration. Boiling hot temperament here. They said that this person was such that his wife was petrified of him. Once he took a knife and chased his own father. The Jamaat got hold of him. He went out for 3 days in the path of Allah. After 3 days spent correctly, if Allah wants to give Hidayat, Allah can give Hidayat in 3 days. Allah can give in 1 second also. 3 days in the path of Allah, he returned, knocked on the door, wife opened the door, he said, Salam. This was the first time since he got married that he made salam and entered the house. The wife almost fainted. She got a shock. Like somebody else came back. One jinnat problem. He prepared food. After eating the food, he praised her. Showed some appreciation. Again, she got a shock. They said, never happened. Maulana Abdul Hayy Lakhnavi, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our kabirin. Once he went with a student of his to someone, one of the students' houses. The wife had prepared food. He presented the food. He ate. Then he told the student that, you know what, mashallah, the food was very wholesome, very tasty. Your wife made so much mehnat. Put one curtain. Behind the curtain, I want to express my gratitude. So he told her, Behan, you know, mashallah, the food was very, very tasty. Allah reward you. We really enjoyed it. She started crying. He was overwhelmed with emotion. So he got worried. He said, please make me maaf. I offended you. She said, no, I'm not crying because you offended me. But I'm married to this man for 20 years. Not once has he shown any appreciation. You are a total stranger. You came first time to the house. I prepared this food and you are showing appreciation. So I couldn't control my emotion. There was another student that was present. He said, let me make amal of this. So he went home the next day. His wife brought lunch. He had the lunch. And then he said, mashallah, you never cooked anything like this before. Terrific the food was. She started crying. So when she started crying, he got worried. He said, what's your problem? He says, 12 years we married. Every day I cook for you, you don't praise the food. Today the neighbor sent the food and you're cooking. He says, sometimes you need to find out also before you do anything. But in any case, this person praised the food. Thereafter, he went and he kissed his father's feet. Kissed his father's feet and asked his father for forgiveness. 3 days in the path of Allah. The same housewife, the same woman went and told all the women in that locality that send your husband out in the path. Why? Because tabligh is not long speech. Not long speeches. Sahaba-e-kiram would go. They had brought in their lives the akhlaq, the morality, the conduct of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have to give long speeches. Wherever they went, kunu mithlana. Kunu mithlana. Become like us, and people in droves would come towards Islam. I remember Hafiz Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, one of our akabirin from England, passed away recently. Allah for his qabul and nur. Alhamdulillah, a lot of the khair and thamarat that we see, even in North America, in Canada, in Toronto, in Vancouver, our jamaat a few days ago was in Montreal. Wherever we go, mention is made of Hafiz Sahib, the qurbani and sacrifice that was given in the early days. As a result of it, mashallah, so much of deen has come alive. I remember a few years ago, he caught my hand in the haram of Madina Sharif. It was just a few days before Hajj. And he said, Maulana, please go to the Muslims of the world and tell them this. He says, on a hot day, you are feeling hot, you are perspiring, someone else is eating ice cream. You look at that person and you start salivating, water enters your mouth. He's got the ice cream, not you. But just looking at him, you start salivating. He said, go and tell the Muslims of the world that if they will bring the akhlaq and character of my Nabi in their lives, then the disbelievers just looking at them will salivate when they know. Each one of us is an ambassador of Islam. But that ambassadorship requires what? To incorporate within ourselves the akhlaq and character of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our elders are saying, sit with your family on a daily basis and bring this muzakara alive. Bring this muzakara alive. Jannat, Jahannam, Qabr, Akhirat. La tansawu al-azimatayn. My Nabi said, do not forget the two great things. Sahaba asked, wa mal azimatan? What are the two great things? He said, al-jannata wal-nar. Al-jannata wal-nar. Al-jannata wal-nar. Such a... Throughout Quran, how much of muzakara of Jannat and Jahannam? Innaha lava nazza'atan lishawa tad'u man adbara wa tawalla. في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نسليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. How many verses Allah describes Jahannam? This month of Rajab, Allah took His Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم on Mi'raj. He saw Jannah, He saw Jahannam. Look at the description that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave. Ra'yul Ayn, with his own eyes, he saw these things. Verily those who will belie our signs, soon we will enter them into a blazing fire. Kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadukul adab. Allah says every time one layer of skin will be burned, we will replace it with another layer of skin. Liyadukul adab, so that they can perpetually taste the azab of Jahannam. Why does Quran mention skin? It is said the largest organ in the body is the skin. 4 million pores Allah has kept in the skin of the human being. The nerve cells by which we perceive pain are contained in the skin. That is why if you remove the skin of a person, you will not feel any pain. This medical discovery is recent, 14 centuries ago, in the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Allah say? Every time one layer of skin is burnt, we will replace it with another one. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that the ability of this human being to experience pain will continue. Allahumma hafizna min. But the skin of a normal person, the width is what? 1 centimeter? You mentioned in the riwayat, the skin of the Jahannami would be 85 feet in width. 85 feet in width. Sate wabal Allah has given. One occasion, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his majlis, this verse of the Quran was recited. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. He said, Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones. فَقَامَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. An elderly sahabi stood up. Ya Rasulullah, أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا؟ أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا؟ O Nabi of Allah, tell us, are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this world? What is this? Muzakara of Akhirat, Muzakara of Maghibat, that has come out of the woman. One youngster, Allah the Sultan is passing, is not aware that Nabi Sultan is passing. What does he do? He takes off his kurta, lies on the burning sands of the desert. Dhuqiya nafs, dhuqiya nafs, naru Jahannam ashaddu harra. Jifatum bil layl, batalatum bil nahar. That O nafs, taste now. The fire of Jahannam is hotter than this. The fire of Jahannam is hotter than this. You sleep like a corpse at night. You waste your time in the day. Taste now. Allah's Rasul, when he hears this young boy, young sahabi, remonstrating with himself, muzakara of akhirat, muzakara of Jahannam. Allah's Rasul says to him, لَقَدْ فُتِّحَتْ لَكَ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَقَدْ بَاهَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The doors of the heavens have been opened for you, and Allah's angels are boasting about you. He says to the other sahaba, ask him to make dua for you. This elderly sahabi, Ya Rasulullah, the stones of Jahannam like the stones of dunya. Allah's Rasul says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَسَخْرَةٌ مِّن صَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَأَعْظَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one pebble of Jahannam, its girth, its size is more than the hugest mountain of this world. This elderly sahabi starts breathing heavily. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushes forward. Qul la ilaha illallah. Qul la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. He says la ilaha illallah and passes away on this spot. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites the verse of the Quran. Dhalika liman khafa maqami wa khafa wa'idi. These were realities. Today such an effort of dunya is taking place. That these things appear to us as if they are non-entities. We are worried about the things of this world. The clock of our life is ticking, my respected. We have to bring alive this muzakara, qabr, jannah, jahannam. This was a daily occurrence in Madinah Munawwara. It was part of the majalis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this day and age, we are encouraged, take out time, go in the path of Allah. Coming to this environment of Iman, bring alive this. Allah will call the people of Jannah. Ya ahl al-Jannah. Ya ahl al-Jannah. Turiduna shay'an azidukum. O people of Jannah, is there anything more? Is there anything more that I can give you? Alam tudkhilana al-Jannah. Alam tunajjina min al-Nar. Alam tubayyid wujuhana. Wa thaqqil mawazinana. Various riwayat, the response of the people of Jannah. Oh Allah, didn't you give us Jannah? Didn't you save us from Jahannam? Didn't you cause our scale of deeds to be heavy on the day when the scale of others was lightened? Didn't you give our face, bless our faces with light on the day when the faces of others were darkened? يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. What more can we ask you? Such a jannat, if he said the lowest jannati, to use this word low for jannat is not appropriate. But it is a literal translation, إِنَّ أَدْنَا أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. إِنَّ أَدْنَا أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the last person, أَدْنَا, lowest of the people of Jannat. What Jannat will Allah give? This is the lowest Jannat. There is no rank lower than this. And they have these VIP ceremonies. And they have these galas. Nowadays what they do, they put red carpet. Call it red carpet ceremony. How long carpet? 10 meters, 15 meters, 20 meters? It is said the carpet that will be rolled out for the last person to enter into Jannat will be 40 years long. 40 years long will just be the carpet for his istiqbal, flanked on either side by servants. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. The servants, leave everything else, leave the hood. The servants, Allah says, if you have to see those servants, لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا, they will look like scattered pearls. When Allah describes the servants, يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِنْ مَعِينٍ. Quran uses the word يَطُوف. That is, they won't be sitting and relaxing. Nowadays, if you employ somebody, if you're watching him, he's doing something. You look elsewhere, he's relaxing. The servants of Jannah won't be like, Yatuf. They'll be moving all the time. Akwab, Wabari, Wakasi, Mimain. Sometimes they'll drink wine, sometimes honey, sometimes milk, sometimes kebab, sometimes curry. Whatever, all the time moving. How many servants? Lowest Jannati, the last person to enter into Jannah. 80,000 servants are allowed. 80,000 servants. The first meal at Dastarkhan will be laid out. On that Dastarkhan will be 80,000 different types of food. But not like the food of dunya. Dunya, how much you can eat? You go to one function somewhere, they first give you an appetizer, call it hors d'oeuvres, or sweet dish, soji or something, gajar halwa, depending on where you're going. You eat a little bit, then they bring the main course, biryani, one piping hot plate of biryani. You eat that, then they bring another plate. Maybe you can eat that also. Then they bring the third place. Then you're looking for the Eno. Suffering from indigestion, heartburn, this problem, that problem, gas. How much can a person eat? By the time the third plate comes, you don't want to look at it. You get exceptions. There was one person, one day he was traveling one place. He came late one night to one town. Somebody saw him, this is a stranger, so he invited him home. Made him sit on the dasturkhan, went and brought hot curry from the kitchen, put in front of him. When he went to fetch the roti, by the time he came back with the bread, the curry was finished. So he left the bread and went to fetch some more curry. By the time he came with the curry, the bread was finished. So like this person was making Sa'i, Safa Marwa, up and down. Each time he's bringing something, by the time he brings something else, that's finished. Eventually all his food got finished. Finally, this person got satisfied. So he sat with him and he started a conversation. He said, brother, where are you going? He said, I'm going to a certain town. Why are you going? What's the purpose of your journey? He said, there's one very, very astute, a good physician there. I'm going for treatment. I suffer from an illness. He says, what do you suffer from? He says, I suffer from lack of appetite. He said, do me a favor on your return journey. Don't come past my town. Do some other road. Normally, how much can a person eat? Yet, the first dastarkhan of Jannat, according to the riwayat, 80,000 different types of food, but not like the food of dunya. What is mentioned, يَجِدُ فِي آخِرِ لُقْمَةٍ مِّنْهَا لَذَّةً لَمْ يَجِدْ قَبْلَهَا. The food of Jannat will get better and better and better, so that you will experience in the 80,000 morsel that lazzat and ecstasy that he did not experience before that. Such a Jannat, Allah will say, is there anything more? Is there anything more? They will say, Ya Allah, what more can we possibly ask? فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ يَا رِضْوَانِ إِرْفَعِ الْحُجُبِ بيني وبين عبيدي وبين زماري. Allah will order Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, remove the veil. Remove the veil according to the riwayat of Ikramah. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا أَعْتَى اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. Can you imagine the noor that Allah will place in the eye of the Jannati to enable him to look directly at him? That will be the greatest ni'mat of Jannat. Allama Ghazali rahimullah mentions the riwayat in his kitab. The sanad is daif and I mention it anyway. That the first gaze of the Jannati, such is the beauty, such is the magnificence of Allah, that the Jannati will stay transfixed. The first gaze will last 800,000 years. 800,000 years staring, transfixed at the magnificence and the beauty of Allah. Such a Jannat, coming back to that incident which we mentioned, this Yemeni stood up. Hal tara rabbak? Ali, have you seen Allah? Ali understood what was the motivation behind the question, so he gave an answer in a similar vein. He said, ma kuntu a'budu rabban lam arahu. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. This person is shocked. The whole majma is shocked. What is Ali saying? Quran says, لَا تُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ. What is Ali saying? So this person says, what do you mean? Ali radiallahu anhu says, لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونَ لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونَ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْعَيَانِ وَلَكِنْ رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبِ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. رَبِّي أَحَدٌ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أَحَدٌ لَا نِدَّ لَهُ فَرْدٌ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. Impossible to do translation of this, to do justice in any language. But the crux of what he said, the physical, I have not seen Allah with my physical eye, but the eye of my heart has seen my Allah through the reality of my iman. My Rabb is one, there is no partner with him. My Rabb is one, he is unique. My Rabb is alone, there is no similitude with him. لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. The minimal, defective, sensory perception which Allah has given insan, no end, his minimal intellect will never be able to grant him the ability to do justice to even imagining the greatness of Allah. Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara'. There's no other purpose. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah says, I've not created insan and jinnah for any other purpose except what? لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship Allah. Mufassirin explain, إِلِيَعْرِفُونَ, to make the ma'rifat of Allah. Recognize who is Allah. Shibli rahimullah used to say, لو عرف الناس قدر عظمة الله ما عصوه. If the people are to come to know the extent of Allah's azmat, it would be impossible to disobey Allah. Today we are saying La ilaha illallah and the music is blaring. La ilaha illallah and the tongue and the earphones are clogging the ear and the body of the youngster is jiving to music. La ilaha illallah and the tongue, the business steeped with riba, with deception, with falsehood, with usurping the rights of the others. La ilaha illallah, and the youngster catches hold of the collar of his father and says, what have you ever done for me? La ilaha illallah, and every command of Allah has been broken. Why? Because that effort to bring the reality and the azmat of Allah is not taking place. We have to become fana fillah, we have to become the embodiment of that expression of Quran, where Allah says, Qul, tell them, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything is for Allah. We have to hand ourselves over to Allah. If you want Allah, if you want the recognition of Allah, if you want the love of Allah, if you want the azmat of Allah, if you want the closeness of Allah, my respected brothers, there is a medium, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, tell them, O my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, if you love Allah, if you want the mercy of Allah, if you want the love of Allah, if you want the forgiveness of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوْ اِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاءُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ لَأَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدٍ. If they open every door and they come on every road, I will never grant them entrance into my court. I will never grant them my acceptance, my mercy, my forgiveness, except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi this Ummat was given. Such a Nabi this Ummat was given in Mi'raj. In Mi'raj, through the seven heavens, beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Right? That maqam of qurb and closeness with Allah, no creation had ever been given that maqam, that status, that position. Conversation takes place. اتَّخَذْتَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا وَآتَيْتَهُ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَآتَيْتَ دَاوُودَ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا أَلَنْتَ لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ وَآتَيْتَ سُلَيْمَانَ مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِ سَخَّرْتَ لَهُ الرِّيَاحَ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَلَّمْتَ لِمُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. The crux of what he said, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, you made Ibrahim your Khalil, your friend. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. You subjugated the jinnat and the shayateen for Sulaiman alayhi salam. You softened lead for Dawood alayhi salam. He enumerated the various specific fadail and virtues of Adam bi alayhi musallatu wassalam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, what have you kept for me? Oh my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah addresses him, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Have I not given you better than all this? Have I not given you better than all this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. You are the beloved of Allah. Ibrahim Khalilullah, Musa Kaleemullah, Adam Safiullah, Isa Ruhullah, and Muhammad Habibullah. Amma anta fa Habibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. Wa alla dhukir illa dhukir tabai. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala who explains it like this: agarra alayhi lin nubuwati khatamu min Allahi mashhudu yaluhu wa yushhidu wa dhammal ilahu isman nabihi ila ismihi idha qala fil khamsil muadzinu ashhadu wa shakka lahu min ismihi liyujillahu fadhul arshi mahmudu wa hadha muhammadu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the seal of Nubuwat glittered on his back, a shining testimony that this was the Nabi of Allah. وَضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ. Allah joined his name with the name of his Nabi, as is attested to by the Nabi, by the Muazzin, five times every day. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And immediately, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah broke off a portion of his name for his beloved, so that the owner of the arsh is Mahmud, and he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi given to this Ummah. Allah dhukir illa dhukirta ma'i. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma explains this. My name with your name, never to be separated. Allah dhukir illa dhukirta ma'i fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa bayna al safa wal marwa wa fi khutbati al nikah wa fi mashariq al ard wa magharibiha. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in adhan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud, in salah, not in the khutbah of nikah, not on the day of Jum'ah on the members of the entire world, not in Mina, not in Arafat, not in Safa, not in Marwa, not in the east or the west will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi this Ummat was given. And everything was placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice for this Ummat. Himself he said, Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad. أخفت في الله ما لم يخف أحد ولقد أتت علي ثلاثون من بين يوم وليلة ما لي ولبلال ما يأكله ذو كبد إلا ما يواري به يبت بلال أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I suffered in the way of Allah for the sake of my ummah more than any human being in the annals of history. I was made to fear more than any human being in the annals of history, and they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive. One month passed, and there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu anhu could conceal underneath his arm. The greatest creation of Allah, the most beloved of Allah, yet the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa. Ya Jibreel, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi ma amsa li ali Muhammad suffatun min daqiq wala kaffatun min sha'il. He stands on the mountain of Safa, O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or even one strand of barley. Empty. Everything given for the sake of the woman. Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her caravans used to go to foreign countries for trade and commerce. Yet, he made such an effort upon her, brought her upon Qurbani to such a level, that she emptied the home. She emptied the home. Bukhari Sharif hadith. Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, Oh my Nabi, Khadija is on her way to you. Khadija is on her way to you. She has prepared some food for you. Jibreel addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Allah has sent me to convey his salams to Khadija. Allah has sent me to convey his salams to Khadija. She has suffered greatly as a result of your deen. Tell her, her home in Jannah is already prepared. La sakhaba fihi wa la ta'ab. There will be no suffering, no tiredness, no difficulty, no hardship. Richest woman in Makkah, yet the home is empty. Everything placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice. Not one grain of wheat, not one strand of barley. This call reaches the arsh of Allah. All of a sudden, إِذْ سَمِعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَجْبَ. A thunderous explosion is heard. Rasulullah s.a.w. becomes alarmed. أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سَعَةَ أَن تَقُمْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سَعَةَ أَن تَقُمْ. O Jibreel, has Allah ordered Qiyamah to come? Has Allah ordered Qiyamah to come? Jibreel says, no. The sound you heard, Allah sent, your call reached Allah's arsh. Allah sent an angel that has never come before. Israfil, Sahibul Qarn. Israfil alayhi salam was sent. Israfil presents himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak. Wa ba'athani ilayk bimafatihi khazainil ard an u'ridha alayka. أن أصير معك جبال تهامة ذهب وفضة وزمرد وياقوت عبد النبي أو ملك النبي. Your Rabb has heard you and has sent me with the keys to the treasures of the world to present to you that if you want, this entire Tihama range of mountains will be turned into gold and silver and diamonds and emeralds and rubies, and it will follow you wherever you go. عبد النبي أو ملك النبي. Do you want to be a slave and a Nabi, or do you want to be a king and a Nabi? Wallah, my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, if he chose to be a king and a Nabi, this would not have diminished from his maqam and his status one iota also. It would not have diminished, yet voluntarily he chose Abd al-Nabi. Arada alayya Rabbi, an yaj'ala batha makkata dhahaban wa fidda. فأبيت وقلت يا ربي أجوع يوما فأشبع يوما إذا جعت تضرعت إليك وسألتك وإذا شبعت حمدتك وشكرتك. He said, my Rabb offered me that, oh my beloved, if you want, we will turn this Tihama range of mountains into gold. It will follow you wherever you go. I said, No, my Allah. I will go hungry one day and I will eat one day. The day I go hungry, I will humble and lower myself before you. And the day I will eat, I will make your hamd and I will make your shukr. He knew that majority of his ummah will be in hardship. He knew majority of his ummah will be in difficulty. He was in the first saf himself. He put himself on such a maqam, such a level of qurbani and sacrifice, that the Azwaj Mutahharat radiallahu anhum ajma'in, what would they say? Ra'ayna al-hilal, thumma ra'ayna al-hilal, thumma ra'ayna al-hilal. We saw one moon, then the next moon, then the next moon. And in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fire was not lit to cook food. Go in the jungles of Africa. Look at the poor countries today. Which home will you find that two months, the stove is not lit to cook food also? This was the home of the greatest Nabi of Allah. This was the home of the greatest creation of Allah. He's walking in the garden, walking in the garden. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah is with him. Ibn Umar describes, what is my Nabi doing? He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bending down and picking up dates from the ground. Dates that will be lying in the ground will be partially eaten by insects. What was he doing? He was picking the dates, cleaning it and eating the same dates. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah says, he offered it to me. I couldn't even look at those dates. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't desire it. He said, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal ana ashtahihi hadhihi subhu rabi'ah ma dhuktu shay'a. He said, Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? Because 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed. Ma dhuktu shay'a. Not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. That level of qurbani, that level of sacrifice himself, he brought his family upon that. He brought Sahaba-i-Kiram upon that. Each one was playing, such an effort was made. Such an effort was made. One goal, one objective. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jahannam. Everything placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice for the sake of this ummah. To such an extent that he is sitting in Medina Munawara. One janazah is going past. He starts crying. Sahaba say, Alaysat Yahudiya? He said, Ya Rasulullah, that is a Jew. That is the janazah of a Jew. Why are you crying? What was his response? He said, Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not another ummati of mine? Is it not another human being that I have lost that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. There was one Jewish youngster that would frequent the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Few days the youngster is absent. Ya Sahaba, where is the youngster? Sahaba, he has become ill. War on foot. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks to the village of that youngster, 6 or 7 kilometers. Goes to the home of that youngster, enters, the youngster is on his deathbed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes one last attempt, begs that youngster, recite the shahadat. The youngster looks at the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he looks at his father. The Jews, they knew, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. It was their inad, it was their pride that became the obstacle to them accepting. When the youngster looks at his father, the father says, أَتِّعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ. Obey Abul Qasim, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The youngster says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ and passes away. When the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves the house, Sahaba are shocked. The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shining with happiness, shining with joy. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Alhamdulillah, alladhi anqadhahu bi min an-nar. All praise is due to my Allah who used me to save him from Jahannam. Who used me to save anqadhahu bi min an-nar. Used me to save him from Jahannam. Where is that jazba today in me? Where is that concern today in the ummah? Where is that worry today in the ummah? That this is not an ordinary ummah. Allah Himself in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummah. What is this? Kuntum khayra ummah. Not literal translation. Look at the import of this type of expression. Kuntum khayra ummah. Congratulations. Allah is praising you. You are the best. You are the best of every ummah. Why? Ukhrijat lin nas. You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen for the effort of hidayat, for the benefit of humanity. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof, wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, wa tu'minuna billah. Ra'is al mufassirin, Bahrul Ulum, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma makes tafsir of ukhrijat lin nas. He says, when Allah conceived you in the womb of your mothers, Allah conceived you for the effort of hidayat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala makes tafsir of ukhrijat linnas. He says, man sarrahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-umma falyu'addi shart Allahi fiha. That person who takes satisfaction, happiness, that he is from this ummah, let him fulfill Shart Allah. Let him fulfill not the condition of Nizamuddin or Raiwin or Mawlana Ilyas or Mawlana Yusuf or any organization or personality. No! فَلْيُعَدِّ شَرْطَ اللَّهِ Let him fulfill the condition that Allah has placed upon this ummah. That لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ On the plains of Mina and Arafat, my Nabi said, no other Nabi to come, no other ummah to come. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ This is the responsibility of tabligh, this is the responsibility of concern for humanity, this legacy of rahmat and mercy and compassion for humanity of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to transcend the boundaries of race, creed, color, nationality. It has to transcend the boundaries of time. This ummah was made responsible. To understand this responsibility, our elders are encouraging us, take out some time. Come out of our environments of dunya and come into the environment of deen. Come into the environment of iman. Learn to put the brakes. Learn to realize what is the direction. The clock of our life is ticking. That qabr is coming closer. Another Ramadan is coming. Will we live to see another Ramadan? No one knows. We don't even know if we will see this Ramadan. My respected brothers, shaitan will tell us, delay. Put it on hold. Very good. Later on. Those who have got some sort of guarantee they're going to be around for another 10-15 years, we're not addressing you. But those who don't have a guarantee, those who don't, and none of us really has a guarantee, those who don't have a guarantee, our appeal is to you that now is the time, take out some time, make niyat inshallah to go in the path of Allah. Who is ready inshallah? Very, very quickly, my respected brother, stand up and give our name. Stand up, let us stand up and give our name. Qabbalallah, barakallah, Allah accept mashallah. Thank you.